And this was inspired by Ari Kahn's The Crowns on the Letters, which is a great book that everyone should definitely read. And Rabbi Clapper is the Center for Modern Torah Leadership, had a fascinating essay called Jorge Luis Borges' Life of Moses, about a fictional biography of Moshe by Borges, who everyone should read also, even though he didn't write the essay. He didn't write the story that Clapper is reviewing, which is exactly the sort of thing that Borges is about, if you know him. Anyway, but this is completely different. So go read those. I've linked to them. This is going to be something completely different. And we're going to look about Shavuot. And there's one Gemara that is de rigueur, that everybody has to talk about. And this way, Rabbi Clapper puts it, the Parsha of Kitisa. Like every other modern Orthodox rabbi, I was preparing a shiur about the Agadata on Menachot 29b, Moshe Rabbeinu, time traveling to Rabbi Akiva's classroom. Everyone's familiar with that, I hope. And this starts out with the idea that when Moshe goes up Har Sinai, and he's going to go get the Torah, and he learns all the Torah, including the Torah Sheval Peh. This is a pasuk in Shmos that we're going to read on Sunday. Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, go up the mountain and be there. I will give you the tablets of stone, the Torah mitzvah, and the Torah and all the commandments that I've written in order to teach them. And the way the Rambam puts it in the introduction to Mishnah Torah, that kol mitzvot nitlo marsh v'sinai, v'perishan nitna, that Moshe got the mitzvot and with all their explanations. What he comes down with is only the Luchot, only the Ten Commandments, but he's learned everything. I'm going to give you the tablets and the Torah and the mitzvah. And Torah is zu Torah shebiktav. Torah is talking about the written Torah, the text, the words. Mitzvah is zu perusha, and mitzvah is the explanation of what they all mean, the implications of all that. It's even on the Sotah Torah, and we have to do them, do what the Torah says, al pi mitzvah, according to the explanation. Mitzvah zu, and what we're calling mitzvah here in that pasuk, he create Torah Sheval Peh. That's what we call the Torah Sheval Peh, the oral law, the tradition that's handed down what the text means. So this is the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Rav, B'shash Allah Moshe Lamarom. When Moshe went up on high, Mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev, he found Hashem who is sitting. So the image is Moshe is coming up and Hashem sitting kvichol at his desk, and he's got a quill in his hand, a big scroll, Koshek Tarim Latiyot, and he's tying crowns on all the letters. Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akev Al Yadcha, and he walks in and says, Ribono Shel Olam, God, what's holding you back? What's forcing you to do this? Amar Lo Hashem says to him, Adam Echad Yesh, Shati Liyot B'Sof Kamadarot. There's a person who's going to live many generations hence. Akiva ben Yosef Shemo. His name is Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva. She'atid lidrosh al kol kotz v'kotz, talin shel halachot, that he's going to darsh and he's going to learn out from every point, every stroke, piles and piles of laws. Amar lefanav. So Moshe says, wow, Ribono shel Olam, heroli, let me see it. Amor lo chazor lacharecha. So Hashem says, turn around. You know, this image that Hashem says, look, you know, welcome to my office. I just installed one of these big screen TVs. We're going to look at there and we're going to, you know, I'm going to press it to fast forward 1500 years and you're going to watch him. And not only that, turn around, you can see him there. It's one of those Star Trek time travel transporter things, right? You can actually go into it and you actually be there in his yeshiva. So he goes through the transporter. Halach b'yashev b'sof shmona shurot. He goes in, he's in the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's lecturing, and he's in he's sitting in the back behind the eighth row. Lo hiya yudea ma hin amrim, and had no idea what they were talking about. Sounded like Hebrew. 1500 years later, but all the drashot, all the things he was explaining, Moshe had no idea. Tashash kuchol. So he got, literally his strength weakened. He got depressed. Doesn't understand what's going on. Kevan shegia davar achad. When he got to one certain matter, Amru lo tamidav, his students tell him, Rebbe, mi anayin lach. Right, his students are the nice Jewish students, they're always going to question their rabbeim. Where do you get that from? How do you know this? Amar Lahan, he says back, Halacha Moshe Misinai. You're right. It's not. This is what I just said wasn't a drasha. I didn't learn out from the text. This is a tradition. Goes back to Moshe, back to my Rebbe, Eliezer Ben Hyrcanus from his Rebbe, Eliezer Ben Azariah. No, his Rebbe would be Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and then Hillel, and all the way back to Moshe. It's a tradition. Yishyashva dato. So Moshe felt better. Right, this Rabbi Kiva, who's so brilliant, I can't understand him. He attributes all these laws to me. Hechzer, so he goes back out to Hashem's study. Ubalat Nekharish Baruch Hu, and talks to ask Hashem. Amar Lefanav says, Ribono Shel Olam, Yishlecha Adam Kazeh. You have such a person in the world, Vatano Tan Torah Adi, and you're going to give the Torah through me. He's obviously a better person to give the Torah through. Amalos, Hashem says to him, Shto, be quiet. Kachala b'machshava lefanai, this is what I thought. This arose in my thought, this was my plan. I'm going to give the Torah to you. So Amalos lefanav, and Moshe says back to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, hareini Torato, hareini Kachkara, you've shown me his Torah, tell me what his reward is for knowing all this Torah. Amalos chazolachar, so he says, okay, go back. We're going to fast forward another 40 years. Go there. And he goes through the transporter. And he sees not Rabbi Akiva's teaching the masses, not Rabbi Akiva's end where he's being tortured by the Romans, but he sees his body being hung on, being weighed out and hung on meat hooks, just his body. Moshe comes back and is horrified. Zeus Torah, Zeus Chara, this is Torah, this is the Torah, this is its reward. Amar lefanav, so Hashem says, Amar le, Hashem says, back, shtuk, be quiet. Kach alav machshava lefanai. This is what arose in my thought. This is what the plan is. Very strange, I got to think. Much ink has been spilled, many pixels darkened, as the Achronim like to say, that Nishbru harbe kulmanus, many quills have been broken. Trying to explain on Moshe what Moshe was doing that he didn't understand. How can you understand? It's halacha Moshe Misinai. What does that mean? And what does that Rabbi Akiva have to do with that? But that's not where I'm going to go now. I'm going to go first look at this term. Kach ala b'machshava. Hashem tells him, when Moshe says, what are you doing? Why do you give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva? Hashem says, kach ala b'machshava. This is what I planned. This is what the thought appeared before me. We've seen that term before. Very beginning of the Torah. It says Bereshit Bara Elokim, and it says Lo Nemar Bara Hashem. You know the first parak of the Torah, it always uses the same Elokim, the shame of Midah Did, doesn't use shame of Vaya, shame of Rachamim. Shebetchila Allah b'machshava, because in the beginning Hashem had planned, had thought, V'vrotov Midah Tadim. We talked about it before, the idea of that, okay, somehow there was a plan A and that wasn't going to work, that Hashem was planning on creating the world all with Midat Adin, all with Shem Elokim. Rashi in Alom Mikayem. We realized the world could never exist that way. Ikdim Midat Rachamim, Vishatfala Midat Adin, so Hashem brought the Midat Rachamim and made it a partner to Midat Adin. Meditiv, Biyomasud Hashem Elokim, Eretz Hashemayim, that's when Hashem Elokim. And for this next parak, it's all Hashem Elokim, no longer just Elokim. Together we met him. The Gur Aryeh, I'm trying to understand this, is all very mystical ideas. What's the idea of Allah b'machshava? That's what Hashem had planned. Im tamar, ma dahava hava. And if you're going to say, wait, but what happened? That's the world that was created was Hashem Elokim, with Midi Rachman. My ichbat was there, so why do we care? Im kach alav machshava. What does that mean to say that this was the plan? Yesh lomar, we can answer, shebalagid l'cha, they come to teach us, shetov hu l'adam, sheomei b'niyat ha-din, that since this was the original plan, this is a better thing. The ideal world would be one that runs according to b'niyat ha-din. That's the goal for the world. She'ein tzarech l'midat ha-rachamim, we would not need Hashem's rachamim. Sherei kach ha-yavetzano shel makom, but chilak, because that's what Hashem wanted, as it were. before creation. The Torah told me that it didn't create simply with, you know, strict justice. That's how you can see this as Hashem wants. It's only because the world as created could not survive that way. Hashem created us with free will to make moral decisions, and that it would not have lasted, would not have accomplished the goal that Hashem wanted for the universe to allow us to make our decisions. So therefore Hashem added rachamim in there, that we have some time to make our decisions, make our mistakes, and do our tshuva and go back. Vashrelo, but happy is the one, someone who could look at the world through din, could stand, could exist in a world of din. That's the ashra, that's the best thing. And tzarich l'rachamim. So this Allah Machshava refers to Hashem's original plans that were for creation. So this is the hook for Rabbi Conrad Klapper. I talked to Meira that Rabbi Bernstein said the same thing at Michal, at the Rosh Avigal.
Chani said Rabbi Bernstein said the same thing?
Yeah, he started with the same thought. The Allah Machshava, back in our story, that was Rabbi Akiva, is the one who could do this Allah Machshava, look at the world of Midat HaDin. One person who could look at a world that had din, strict justice, and say, "Kol the Abid Rahman and Tava Abid," that everything is for the best. Mara talks about that. And Olam Haba will only say the Bracha of Tov Meiti, because we'll see how everything works together. Everything works perfectly. Everything is in this exactly what it's supposed to be. Rabbi Akiva could do that. They're torturing him, and he's saying Shema. That's the Devar Echad that he's talking about. So that's fascinating, and people have talked about this and to develop this idea. The Kachalav Machshava Midat HaDin, that's the story of Rabbi Akiva's life. Who could look at a world of Midat HaDin and smile. But it's not what I want to talk about. We're going to go back. The first Kachalav Machshava was talking about Hashem tying the crowns onto the letters. You know, so what is this? The world should have been in one of Midat HaDin. What does that have to do with the crowns on the letters? So part of the problem with this Gemara is that it says that Rabbi Akiva is going to expound piles on tilin, piles and piles of halachot from every quotes, every point. We're talking about the crowns there, right? He's going to learn. Look at the crown. Every crown is going to learn something from it. Because we have this assumption that every word and every letter in the Torah has significance. We have something to learn from. That's what Midrash is. That's what Drush is. And James Kogel, who's the professor at Harvard, calls this the idea of omnisignificance. Everything is important. And this comes from Moshe describing giving the Torah, and Moshe tells the people, this is at the end of his life, after Parshas Yinot, Moshe tells the people, Simu l'vavchem, you need to pay attention, the whole derivative, everything, all the things I've said, Asher Anochi me'ed b'chem, that everything I'm testifying to you, Hayom, today. Asher tzaveim et b'rei nechem, your command, your children, l'shmor l'asot, and so l'shmor l'asot, l'shmor means to learn, l'asot is to do it, kol divrei Torah l'asot, all the words of the Torah, they're all there. Hilo debar reikhu mikem, because it's not something empty for you. Kihi chayechem, it is your life, and it's through fulfilling that you will live long lives on the land, that you are crossing the Jordan to inherit. Yushami says that, reads this as, not, it is not an empty thing for you, but simply as, put a comma after reik. It's not empty. There's nothing empty in the Torah. You have reiku, and if you think it's empty, mikem, it's your fault. You haven't studied enough. Lama, why are you missing a point somewhere? Why do you think there's no point in this word, this sentence? Because you're not working hard enough. You're not toiling in it. Ki hi chayachem, and it's your life. Ematai, why is it? Ki chayem she'ashat atem yagim bo, when you have to toil in it. Everything is there. There's nothing erake there. So, what do we learn from the crowns? And if you know what the crowns mean, I assume everyone's seen an illustration up over here. Of, we're going to be talking about, you know, all the little letters and have these little crowns on them. Here's a little example of safrut. Like the shin has a little three, the bet has one, a couple little sideways ones. They're traditional all the little, they call them tagin, little tags on the letters. You have all these crowns there. But it says, that he's going to learn out from every crown, piles and piles of halachot. And we don't have any of those. This is the way Dr. Elman at Avraham Shalom said. Ami's significance describes an ideal which was never fully realized. We don't darshan everything. Not every feature of scripture has been interpreted either halakhically or gadically. And he quotes our sugya, the well-known Tevamir passage, describes the scene in heaven, poignantly describes dilemma. On inquiring as the purpose of the crowns, Moshe is informed that many generations hence, Rabbi Akiva would derive piles and piles of halakhot from each crown. So then, we may ask, in the spirit of the story, where are those piles and piles of halakhot? So we have the record of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara, right? There's darshan in every word, every letter. You got an extra vav here, so it's written Malay, there's an and here. But definitely darshan that. Nothing at all about tagib, nothing at all about crowns and letters. Right? The very locus classicus, great word. The main place that we learn about omniscience points up to its lack or its loss. We have no record of it. So what do we do with those crowns? So maybe we're looking at it wrong. That expression of being ledrosh al kol kotz vakotz, talin talin shalachot, you learn it from every kotz, literally means a thorn, every point, appears in the Gemara with no mention about the crowns. And this is the Gemara Ne'eruvin. The pasuk says, kutzotav tal talim, his locks are flowing. This is from Shir HaShirim, which will be read on Pesach. And you're reading it as kutzotav, as kutzav, its points are hanging. Amarav chista, amarav ukva, melamed sheyesh lidrosh al kol kotz vakotz, tili tili shalachot. It teaches that we're supposed to learn from every point in the Torah these piles and piles of halachot. Nothing there about crowns there. What are kotz? What is kotz vakotz? So this is Rav Moshe Feinstein, the introduction to the Igros Moshe. He gives explanation about our sugya. Hashem is tying crowns onto the letters. That's the only one that makes sense to me. And he says basically that the ketarim lotiyot, the crowns on the letters, are symbolic. They tell us how important the text is. They're not the base of the drash. The drash is from the words, the letters, the text itself. The crowns aren't the basis of the drash. They just symbolize the importance of it. Because he's discussing the nature of Pesach. How can we have the chutzpah to decide what is Ratzon Hashem? That's what Pesach is, right? Torah is Ratzon Hashem. Now we have to make a decision, and we don't go to Hashem and say, okay, what's the answer? We figure it out. So this is our Moshe. Zebiyarti. This is how I explain. Mashi'ita b'menachot, daf kafet, daf tet. This is the Gemara in Menachot that we're talking about. Amir Huda, Amari Rab, B'shash Allah, Moshe Lamaram, Matzah Kash Baruch Hu, Sheyashev, Karshek, Tarim Lotiyot. They found Moshe, that Moshe comes in and found Hashem tying the crowns onto the letters. Amar Fana, Ribbon Shalom, Mima Akev El Yadcha. And he says, what's holding it? Who's forcing your hand? Why are you doing this? Amar Lo, Adam Yeh, Echad Yeh, Shrakiv Ben Yosef Shemo, Shati Lidrosh, Akol Kotz, Vakotz, Talin, Talin, Shel Halachot. But Rabbi Akiva is going to come later, and he's going to learn piles and piles of halachas. So Moshe says that we have no idea what this term crowns means. Od kasha, shat Moshe mima akev. And the other problem is, what does Moshe mean by mima akev et yadcha? Who's forcing your hand? Ma kanav adav zeh. What does that mean? Alafim mashe bayarti. But according to what I have explained, midiyuk lishon keterim, that this is precise. It means crowns. Shenimsa kadosh baruch hu aset yotiyot haTorah l'mlachim. Hashem is saying that the crowns belong to the letters of the Torah, of the text. The text is what's important. That means that when we're trying to decide what to do, that the chacham, person learning, should do v'yidmet milta l'milta, should look at every word Yifsuk Hadin and decide the law kafi havanato, according to his understanding, tam otiyot shiva Torah, looking at the text of the Torah. That's what it means to have crowns on them. The text is king. Shia machloket, and if there's a disagreement among chachamim as to what to do, yasu kafi havanat rov chachamim Torah, and you decide according to the majority. Even if they're not getting, they don't get it right. But Hashem, that isn't what Hashem meant by this. We don't know what Hashem meant. If we have a dilemma, we have that's what Pesach is. Even so, the Kadosh Baruch Hu natanat the Torah to Yisrael. Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. That's what we're celebrating in Shavuos. That we have the Ratzon Hashem in our hands. Hashem gave it to us. What do I mean to give it to? Not just gave us a copy, but gave us the Torah. That we, human beings, do the way how we understand the Torah, that how Musar, and the explanation that's been passed down from generation to generation by heart, the Sinai, the Fi Havanatam, and according to their understanding. Yoter lo yifrosh. And there's no, all right, and Hashem is not going to explain it anymore. Lo yachri Hashem et barach b'dinek Torah. Hashem is not going to come down and explain the Torah anymore. Shalom b'shamayim b'in. It's not in heaven. That Hashem agreed from the beginning. Hashem giving the Torah to Moshe meant havanat u'perush chachamei Torah, that the chachamim have to figure out what the Torah means. In other words, Hashem has taken, as it were, his own crown and put it on the text of the Torah. They are the king. That we do what the Torah says, the Chachmei Torah, according to the understanding of the Chachamim. Even if that isn't what Hashem wanted. Famous story of Tanur Shel Achnai, where we don't listen to Bar Kol. And that's what the question that he's asking is, Moshe is asking, what's forcing your hands? Why are you giving up control of your own will, as it were? You say, hi, Moshe. You have a lot to live up to with that name. So Moshe sha'al, because Moshe asked, right? You can ask the question. Sha'alama osa kash baruch hu. How's Yotlam Melachim? Moshe is asking Hashem, why are you making? There's a Torah. Hashem is asking. Moshe is asking Hashem, why are you making the text the king? That you're allowing the Chachamim to understand, to explain it. What's forcing you to not do something that's not impossible, that's unambiguous? That you can only explain it one way, the true way to understand it. Why are you giving the authority to the text, to the letters? Why are you putting crowns on the letters? Because then you're going to find out. It's inevitable. Human beings are going to make mistakes. Chachamim are still human, that they will do something that is not literally Rosh Hashem. Mashiach Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem answers, Mishum Yidu Shu Rabbi Akiva Kol Chachamim Talim Shel Halachot. That this is how the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva, as the prime example of that, will learn all these piles of halachot to Hagdalat HaTorah, because that is expanding the Torah. From the little that's written and imsar and the little that's passed down, to apply it to all future situations and all future generations. That's what the goal of Torah is. L'chtov harbe v'chol prat in kids, because written and writing it, it's impossible to write every possible situation out. Below kids, it would be endless. So Hashem basically is saying, no. What Chachamim are explaining is not neged Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon is that the Chachamim should figure out what it means. Even though you're right, that's not, if I had given the vua to somebody to understand it, it wouldn't have been that way. So that's the explanation to the connection rather, to the Kach Alav Machshava Lefanai. That we talked about that. The original plan for creation is Midat HaDin. Whatever, Hashem, create the world, including the Torah. That's the blueprint of the Torah, and then step back. Hashem's not involved in the world at all. Hashem, ideally, Hashem gives us the Torah, and it's ours. It belongs to us. Lo b'shamayim hi means that every time there's divine intervention, there's a miracle, there's any nevuah at all, that's a failure on our part. We shouldn't need nevuah in the sense of a message from Hashem, here, you need to do this. That's a midat harachmim from Hashem. And as the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada b'Rabbi Chanina, Yilmale lo chata Yisrael, if Bnei Yisrael hadn't sinned, lo nitan lahem ela chamishe chumshe Torah sefer Yeshua b'vad. We wouldn't need all of Tanakh, all these sifrei nevuah afterwards. If Bnei Yisrael hadn't sinned, they'd done the right thing, we would just have the Torah, and that's all we need. And they would have had sefer Yeshua as a description of entering Eretz Yisrael, she'archa shel Yisrael hi, because that sefer Yeshua is the description of the value of Eretz Yisrael. So we have the Torah given, we have the history of Bnei Yisrael, would have been sefer Yeshua, and that's it. And it's interesting, there's another version of our story about Sha'ala Moshe Maram, when Moshe went up, our Sinai went up on high. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sha'ala Moshe Maram, when Moshe went up on high. Matz'ala Kash Baruch Hu, Shu Kosher Ketarim Latuyot. He found Hashem tying the crowns on the letters. Amar lo, so Hashem says to Moshe, as part of this conversation, when Moshe's questioning, what are you doing? Who's forcing your hand? Amar Moshe, ain't shalom bi'ircha? Which is a wonderfully Jewish comment, a little sarcastic. Moshe, what? They don't know how to say hello where you come from? Amar lo fanav, so Moshe says, I'm the slave. I don't greet my master, I'm just here to serve. So Amar lo, Hashem tells him, no, you're missing your point of your role here. Hayalach al Azreini. Your job is to help me. Right? I'm tying the crowns on the letters here. You should be doing the same thing. You need to be tying the crowns on the letters. You need to help me. I Hashem's saying that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Miyad Amar lo, so that's what Moshe says. Atay yidag na koch Hashem, k'shashay barta, may your strength be increased. All right, Hashem wants us as human beings to have a part in Matan Torah. Because it only has meaning in creation if it belongs to us. And that's what the Gemara explains in another well-known Medrash about truth. Right, the Torah is the epitome of truth. Tzidkaka tzedek l'olam, Toratcha emet. The Torah is truth. The capital T, capital Aleph. The problem with truth that we all have primitive monkey brains. We can't handle the truth. Right. This is the Medrash Rabba. Amar Rabbi Simon. B'shasha ba Kadosh Baruch Hu livrot et ha'adam harishon. Hashem is going to go create man. Nasu malachei asharit kitim kitim. And all the angels start arguing with each other. Chavrut chavrut. Each one in their own groups. Mehem amrim al yibarei. Mehem amrim yibarei. Some saying create him. Some saying don't create him. Chesed omer yibarei. Chesed says the force of kindness says, create man. Because human beings will do acts of kindness. Emet amar, truth says, al yibare. Truth says, no, man should not be created. Chekulo shkari. Because humanity is all lies. Not he's going to occasionally lie, but no, everything that mankind says is a lie. We can't do truth at all. Mesa kash baruch, what does Hashem do? Natal emes Hashem takes the truth, who's objecting al yibare, the Shishlichu ours and throws him down to the ground. Amru Malachi Sharet and the other Malachim are all horrified and they ask, "Bnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbe Halomim, Master of the Universe, Ma Tamavazet Tachsis Il Al Tichsia Shalach. You are degrading your signet ring, your seal, your Chotamot Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Emet. Hashem is the very definition of truth, and what are you throwing it down to the ground?" And so Hashem answers, Tala emet min ha'aretz. No, truth shall rise from the earth. Hazikativ emet me'aretz tismach. So truth will come from the land. Very strange medrash. This is the Gra. Hakavana kachu. And the explanation for this is, the emet, Amar, al yibarei, that truth said, you can't create humanity because they're all lies. Tolomar, meaning, because the truth literally echoes, it resonates among thousands of uncertainties, things that are not clear. We can't possibly understand all of truth. Everything we say has got conditions on it. There's no statement. The only way to make a statement of truth is a statement that includes everything in the universe. Philosophically, that's called the map is not the country. There's no statement you can make that actually represents reality. If we had a statement that represents reality, it would be reality. We can't do that. So Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what I said to you.
Is that why like the Ma'amaros that like Hashem created the world with statements because that was the ultimate truth since it was completely reality, it was reality.
Right. So that the Ma'amar Hashem is reality. Hashem right. can make a statement of truth.
Only Hashem can make a statement right. of truth that is completely true, that it is the existence. Right.
We can't do that. We have mental models for the world, but all abstractions leak. All models are wrong, some are useful. I mean, these expressions come up a lot, but this is a fundamental truth. But it's not completely true because we can't handle complete truth. Yes, we know that. So what does Hashem do? Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does Hashem do? Really, he's going to create man. He's going to create humanity, create mankind, and they're not going to be able to understand truth. What are they, right? Including the Torah, which is the blueprint of creation, includes all of the truth, but we can't handle it. So Hishlich Emet Arza. So Hashem sends, not only threw it down to the ground and degraded it. Hashem sends it to the earth. Vitolamar. Shemaser Ha'emet Lesaria Torah. Hashem gave truth, the definition of truth to human beings. To the Chachamim, the Chachma L'matul Aretz sent truth down to the land. Kifi she'yaskimu hem kol yukum, that they should agree into what reality is. Nehra emet, nehra tismach, that the land, that the truth shall sprout up from the earth. Mishenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Yisrael, from the moment that Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, tziva ba'atzmo, that Hashem, as it were, commanded himself. That there's a question in Torah, that question of Pesach that Moshe said. That the decision should be made according to the arguments of the Chachamim. And the way they would decide. This will not come down as a decision from heaven. This is what Hashem says, what I meant. Ratzon Hashem is that human beings decide. Okay, and therefore, she yatsa bat kol, ama halacha krav Rabbi Eliezer. And when that voice in the Tarash Achnai story, everybody knows that, he said, the halacha Rabbi Eliezer, we agree with him. Amar Rabbi Yeshua araglav, Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, lo bashamayimi, it's not in heaven anymore. Vesholomar, shekvar yatsa psak din miyad dayan, meaning that the decision only came from the ultimate judge, but that's not how things are decided. We do not pay attention to a voice from heaven. And not anything else that was created. Things that matter in religious matters. The truth comes now from the earth. That's what Matan Torah meant. And in fact, the Gro is famous for rejecting divine intervention in his Talmud Torah. It talks about the idea of a magid, right? Getting an angel coming down and teaching halacha. The Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, talks about that, that he sort of had angelic help, divine inspiration for deciding halacha. And this is the description of Chaim Lvovlozhin, who was the Graz Talmud, who wrote down the works. This is an introduction to the Graz explanation to the Zohar Sifra Tzniuta. He shemati mipiva kareshul agra. So the Chaim Lvovlozhin said, I heard from his holy mouth, from the Graz mouth, that there are many times that they came to his door, kama magidim, divine messengers, a magid, an angel, from heaven, because they wanted, they wanted to teach him Torah without any work. They could say, this is what Hashem meant by this line, this is what's supposed to happen in this situation. You didn't listen to him at all. And one of them demanded, pushed him, impressed him, nudged him a lot. Despite that, he beat Amarehu. The girl didn't look at them. Amarehu didn't look at his Awesome. Image Vanav Amarni announced, In Rotse, I do not want Shati Hasagati Bataratan Yitbarach Shemo. I do not want my understanding of Torah, Ayeshum Emsai Klavakla, through any intermediary, any divine. I don't want divine help. I don't want an angel coming down. Rak inyane nos enai nosot lo yitbarach Shemo. Hashem revealed to my eyes what I can understand from my studies. That's what Hashem is revealing to me. That's what Hashem is giving me, my portion of Torah. With my toil. That's what I am working on all my might. That's what the Gemara said before, that it won't be an empty thing for you if you are Yigatam, if you toil in it. It's not going to be a gift. It shouldn't be a gift. That's Kachalav Mashava, that Hashem wanted the world without having to have gifts, that we should figure this out ourselves. That Hashem will grant me the wisdom, an understanding heart, that my mind will become like a fountain. That's why I know I found favor in his eyes. But I can figure it out. And I only want what Hashem grants me. And getting help from angels, the Sarei Torah, and from other masters of Torah. That I didn't work. It wasn't my wisdom. I don't want them at all. So that's what the crowns and the letters represent. It's an awesome responsibility that we were given the Torah at Har Sinai. That's what we told. Here's a copy of the Torah, but we're literally given that it is our job to figure it out as human beings, collectively, and that we actually determine what is truly emet, what is truth. And that, so take your Talmud Torah seriously, have a great Shabbos and a good Yantif, and a stop.